From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It is amazing that at times a simple typo can grab people's attention and give rise to a query before the audio has got to air. Last week I was pleased to receive an email from M5 aka Trevor, who was confused by a misspelling of the word larrikin in the text edition of Q News. Somehow the spell check in my word processor and two pairs of eyes missed the error before it went off to the newsroom. It is fortunate that we have people who will seek clarity and ask about the material, unlike the silent warriors who sit back and explode onto their keyboards like a dose of gastro. Thanks, Trevor, and I hope I get past scrutiny this week. Hi, hi. I've been hearing that there are even a few sad souls that take umbrage at club members who seek clarification or criticise statements from the body, which some of these people represent. They've been writing letters to the clubs pointing out how they have been offended and seeking some sort of disciplinary action from the club. How sad is this that people can no longer dispute things and attempt to start a dialogue without some souls feeling offended? In many English-speaking cultures, it is a hallmark of friendship that if you can't insult your friends, who can you insult? It's been my understanding that the ethos of amateur radio was creating friendship by our shared participation in the hobby. I have to ask, after seeing some of the posts on the internet, is there an attempt by people to overturn the amity that has been our hallmark? There were apocryphal stories from the Second World War, when many amateurs were drafted into the military communications, that they were able at times to confirm long-time contacts were alive from the fist they heard on air. When staying concerned for your fellow operators, even in the midst of war, is part of radio, I feel we're losing some of the spirit of being a radio amateur. Perhaps with the successful entry of four new crew to the International Space Station, signals from above may increase with all four people holding amateur radio licenses. We can hope that the ARIS activity might increase once the crew have settled in and commenced their formal duties. With more openings occurring on HF radio as the sun displays more adolescent acne in the form of sunspots, radio listening and operating should be more exciting as we exit 2020 with its vicissitudes. One thing that has been mentioned to me is that we aren't hearing the stories that are everywhere in amateur radio. There are the successes in people's lives that contribute to the community or just within a local circle. There are lots of people who listen to the weekly news to catch up on people and events, and we seem to be missing out on the people. As VK4 Baker Baker has introduced the social scene as a feature of Q News, he requires you to let him know. For everyone, what about some news about things people are engaged in, have done, or are celebrating? People are studying, making things, and are involved in many things which can involve ham radio. As the calendar races towards the Christmas break, drop us a line about the Barbie or breakup party, how radio is helping your four-wheel drive outings, or even the young person getting their ticket, or the older person being able to operate again. Let's make amateur radio about friendship again. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From VK4WIA, this is Q News. I'm Peter, VK4YAC. In the Brisbane area, it's heard every Sunday following the national news on VK4RMC Mount Cutha on 146.650 MHz.
And now for a change of pace, social scene for we Queenslanders. Here's the man with all the news. Here's Graham.
Thanks, Jeff. Yes, let's look at the 2020 social scene. Remember, due to the COVID-19 situation, check these events direct for up-to-date status information. So, here we go with 2020. The Ipswich Radio Club Christmas Lunch Barbecue at Colo Gardens, November 28 from 10 a.m. Rockhampton Amateur Radio Club's Annual Dinner, Saturday, November 28. The TARC AGM, November 29 at Rossiter Park. Their Christmas Party, Sunday the 13th of December from 2 p.m. And the TARC Christmas Lights Tour, Friday, December 18. And to 2021, the TARC Australia Day Long Week Family Radio Camp, the afternoon of Thursday the 21st to the afternoon of Tuesday the 26th. And Redfest, April 10, 2021. Remember, wherever you are in VK4, get us the details for the social scene and we'll do our best to plug your event.
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to qnews@wia.org.au.